Recovery efforts are ramping up across the Philippines after a second typhoon in a week has left 18 people dead and more than 1.4 million people displaced. Super typhoon Fung Wong made landfall in the heavily populated island of Luzon in the country's northeast on Sunday night. It closely follows on the heels of another typhoon which struck the central Philippines, killing around 200 people and prompting a nationwide declaration of emergency. Riza De Hito is the country director for CARE Philippines and joins me now. Riza, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Sam.
What's the scale of destruction that we've seen so far from this super typhoon in the Philippines?
Well, Sally, super typhoon Fung Wong hit at into the West Philippine Sea. Even with early warnings and more than a million people evacuated to safety, pretty staggering across.
Apologies, Riza. We're just have some trouble with that phone connection at the moment. We'll maybe have another attempt there. I'm just speaking to Riza De Hito. Riza is country director at the humanitarian organisation CARE Philippines. The Philippines have been hit by more than 20 typhoons already so far this year. Super typhoon Fung Wong made landfall on a very heavily populated island of the Philippines on Sunday night. It followed closely on the heels of another typhoon which struck the central Philippines. Riza, sorry to interrupt there. What's the scale of destruction in the Philippines from this super typhoon?
Yeah, Sally. So it's actually the super typhoon hit at full force at 185 kilometers per hour with gusts over 230 before cutting across Luzon and out into the West Philippine Sea. So even with the early warnings and more than a million people evacuated to safety, the destruction we see right now is staggering. So across 11 regions, nearly 4 million people have been affected and more than a million displaced, and hundreds of roads and bridges are still impassable. Power is out in hundreds of towns, and many communities remain isolated by floodwaters and landslides. Along the coast, whole neighborhoods were washed away, and in the farming areas, rice, corn, and vegetable fields are gone. So CARE and our partners immediately deployed rapid assessment teams the day after the landfall. But some communities remain unreachable, and if we can't assess, we won't know their situation, and they won't receive the help they need. So these last-mile communities are often the most at risk and yet the most invisible in the first wave of aid. So, Sally, this is a layered disaster. Families already displaced by last typhoons and monsoon floods, the recent one, Typhoon Kalmegi, as you said, or even by recent earthquakes, they were hit again within days. So while those early evacuations saved lives, people are now facing compounding losses. You know, they lost their homes, their livelihoods, and their sense of security. So we spoke to women who fled with nothing but the clothes in their back, asking only for soap, underwear, and a dry place to sleep. Elderly women told us they lost their senior citizen IDs and are now worried about not being able to claim their pension and free maintenance medications. You know, young girls worry they'll have to stop school so they can help their parents rebuild their lives. So these are the quiet emergencies that follow every big emergency.
What kind of emergency supplies have your teams been handing out, Riza?
So right now, it's actually just the basics and the lifelines, you know, safe drinking water, hygiene supplies, dignity kits when systems are down. Many of our partners are also distributing emergency food for families stuck in evacuation centers or cut off by the floodwaters. We are also preparing shelter repair kits and lighting for homes that were blown apart. And, of course, protection and psychosocial support are also urgent. The evacuation centers are crowded and raise risk for women and girls. And also children are distressed after back-to-back shocks. Then we pivot to other things like cash assistance, debris cleaning, and getting schools and clinics running so that recovery starts now, not months from now.
Are there concerns that there will be any more typhoons headed towards the Philippines in the short term, Riza?
Well, we don't know at the moment yet, but these are very, very... sometimes the typhoons are now very unpredictable. So we are monitoring. We usually say that the Philippines experienced 20 typhoons in a year, and this is the 20th. So we hope that this is going to be the last one, but we never know. But the government is preparing, definitely, and humanitarian organizations as well for another one.
You've still got a lot of work ahead of you. Riza, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, Sally. Good morning.
Riza Dahito is country director for the humanitarian organisation Care Philippines and was joining me from the Philippines. Teams out there assessing the damage and getting aid into some of these areas. As you were hearing, Riza, around 20 typhoons already this year in the Philippines.